Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Ball goes to Klay Thompson, middle, drifting left, takes a three off the dribble and hit it! He hit it just like that with 39 seconds to go. Now Chicago's got a chance for a two-for-one, but the Warriors lead 119-118. Just like that, Klay Thompson. Well, this night, at this point, could not have gone much worse for Golden State in terms of their positioning. Minnesota won that. Obviously, they're not in a race with the Warriors, but Dallas won tonight against Miami. Phoenix beat Toronto. And Sacramento beat San Antonio. And Steph Curry rolled an ankle, and the Warriors lose at home to Chicago 125-122. And just a real, real tough night. The Warriors outscored the Bulls in the paint 58-40. They outscored them in second chance points 23-6. They outscored them in points off turnovers 22-13. The Bulls are seventh in the league in points off turnovers. And they outscored them from the free throw line 23-17. They were outscored by 15 points at the three-point line. And the Bulls shot 52.9%. I thought the Bulls' ball movement was really good tonight.
Really good.
He had 29 assists. The Warriors at 31. But, again, 125-122 is your final. And the Warriors fall to 33-29. This one hurts. This one's going to stick for a while.
Yeah, but I'll put a little silver lining on it here.
Please do.
Well, not necessarily a silver lining for this game, but you beat San Antonio Saturday. That's 2-3 in this homestand. That's what you're looking at. Just
2-1.
2-1. That's what I meant.
Two out of three.
I phrased it very, very poorly. 2-1. That's good. You know, you keep doing that. You keep winning 2 out of 3. You're good. So, yeah, I mean, after you beat Milwaukee, you're thinking, ooh, get greedy. Yeah, you get all three.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I understand that. But you get 2 out of 3. You're still good. You get on the road. You're going to get a chance to play some of those teams that you just mentioned. So, yeah, I mean, Chicago's been playing good ball. They won at Sacramento. They won at Utah back-to-back. Now come here and win. So they've been playing good ball, and you can see why.
You know, I think at times, too, when you get a guy like, and I don't mean to interrupt, but
no, go ahead.
A guy like Zach LaVine, and this is just my, you know, never have played the game at a high level of thought, but sometimes I think players, and we saw it early in the season with some of the Warrior rookies, they still do. They defer to the veterans.
Uh-huh.
They defer to Steph. They defer to Klay.
Yep.
And I think for Chicago, a lot of the guys like Dosunmu and White and to a certain extent Caruso and certainly, you know, like Batum and Phillips, so those guys, they're going to defer to a Zach LaVine when he's on the floor. So at times the ball would stick a little bit more with a Zach LaVine. So I think with this particular squad, it just looks – and I was showing Alan Brown right at the introductions. If you had looked at the Bulls and the way to a man, their assistant coaches and everybody going through their pregame like celebration routine, they were having a lot of fun down there.
Yeah.
You know, they're having fun right now, and there's a lot to that. And I think you know, you can tell they're playing a nice brand of ball right now.
Well, it kind of simplifies things, right? I mean, you know who your go-to guy is, and the great thing in watching the Bulls is DeRozan isn't very demanding of the ball. Like, he knows when he needs to score, and he knows when the game might be there. Their team's on a little bit of a run, and he's like, okay, I'm going to get the ball, go to the hoop, try to get a foul, get to my spots in the mid-range game and score. But he only took 17 shots tonight. He had 33 points on 17 shots. So free throws, hit three threes, which that's not really his game. He only averages shooting about 2.5 a game. He was 3-for-6 tonight, but – you know, it lets Dosunmu grow and White grow. And, I mean, Vucevic had a great game. They both had 33 each. But, you know, Vucevic took 23 shots to get to 33. That's still really good. But when you're 2 points a shot like DeRozan was, you just let the game come to you. Oh, by the way, and he throws in 8 rebounds and 4 assists. So, I mean, he just had a heck of a game tonight. Just as you said, professional scorer, but even more than that, he's pitching in rebounding, he's pitching in distributing the ball And I agree with you. I thought at times – now, at times their ball handling did get careless, and they were trying to get the ball too quickly from side to side. But, yeah, I thought the ball movement was good. The passing, for the most part, was pretty good. 14 turnovers didn't kill them, but they had 7 in the fourth, which if they would have lost that game, I guarantee you that would have been a talking point. Like the turnovers and then the offensive rebounds for the Warriors in the fourth quarter were huge as well. They just couldn't quite – make the shot that could have either put him away or you know, Pajemski could have tied it at the end of the game with a layup, and he couldn't get that one to go. But, you know, it's a rough one. Every loss from here on out is going to hurt a little bit more than it does during the regular season, during the regular season. But, you know, you move on, and you get to Saturday, and you think if we get that, that's a 2-1 homestand, that's good. Let's go on the road and take care of business. Like, they're still in good shape. It's just tonight seems worse because you're like, oh, Sacramento, oh, Dallas, oh, Phoenix won, oh, everybody won. Guess what? You're going to have days where the Warriors win a game and all of them lose a game, and you'll pick up a game on all of them. There's going to be a lot of that. That's why scoreboard watching is so much fun. You're like, oh, yeah, no, come on, oh, yeah, oh, hey. I mean, I love it. It's like baseball. You don't get it in basketball with 20 games left. He got a little bit last year, too, and it was fun with a bunch of teams. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the last couple few weeks of the season.
Steve Kerr in his post-game press conference, by a variety of reports, it says he has no information on Steph Curry right now. Curry rolled an ankle and limped off the floor tonight. And we can tell you that Andre Drummond is back on the floor right now, and he's working on his free throws.
Yep.
You know, and again,
that's a pro.
As I said, he's a pro, and he's survived with a 1990s 2000 game in an era where most guys with his skill set are long gone, and I give him credit for that. So
well,
we don't know.
It's interesting watching him shoot free throws. Like, I always want to have guys get up on their toes when they shoot free throws, and he barely lifts his heels. It's just it's so flat, and it's hard to shoot it that way. When you're not, like, Steve was extreme. He'd get up on his toes and he'd fall into the lane. Like, he'd be leaning forward toward the bucket. And I know some people that do that. I like to get up on my toes but not fall forward quite as much. But you see guys, and that's the first thing I look at. Are you getting up on your toes? Or are you getting extension? And just watching him down there shoot his free throws, I mean, they're flat. The heels are on the ground. But enough of that, since I'm just watching him shoot free throws. Nobody wants free throw tutelage at this time of night after a Warrior loss.
Thompson's beef. Balance, elbow in, eyes to the target, follow through. Beef.
Oh, man. But, yeah, hopefully it's, you know, Steph be ready to go Saturday, but if not, it'll be a short thing.
It actually works with little kids, by the way. They like that. Beef.
Yeah.
Oh, beef.
Yeah, exactly.
Beef. Here we go. So
where were we?
Jeez, I don't know. I led you astray.
Hey, look. I was like a dog with the ball. What? Where the squirrel?
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm like Lieutenant Frank Drebin out in the night. Where was I? What happened?
Frank Drebin.
I miss that guy.
You know, you're right. I think, you know, if you win Saturday, then you go 2-1. You go on the road, and that's a big road trip.
It is.
Because you got San Antonio. Then Dallas and San Antonio will probably have Victor Wembanyama at that point, and then Dallas, and then the Lakers on the road.
Yep.
Those are games. Those are going to be huge games.
Yeah, look, all of them are huge, but the ones you play against the teams that are right in your orbit. So we're talking Lakers, Mavericks. I think they have one against the Pelicans, and they're done against the Suns and Kings, right?
Done with the Kings.
Done with the Kings. Yeah. Are they done with the Suns, too?
Yeah, done with the Suns.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So they're done with those two. But the other teams that you're playing that, like I said, are in your orbit, those are the ones that just they feel like they're going to count as double. You're going to be able to pick up two games, give them a loss, get a win. And those are going to be intense. Absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward. And I talked about this today, that the scary thing about being in the play-in games is you think about who could be there. Golden State, Steph. Lakers, LeBron. Dallas, Luka. Sacramento, Fox. Phoenix, KD. and maybe to a lesser extent the Pelicans and Ingram.
And
they have each team has a guy that can give you 40, and they can win that one game by themselves.
And as you learned a couple years ago, you know, you could be a lucky banked in three from losing.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I've seen it printed as a clutch shot, but it was a banked in three. Okay. Wasn't a clutch shot.
Fine print.
You missed it. And so, but that's
let it go.
That's the jeopardy.
Let it go.
That's the jeopardy you put yourself in, though.
Yeah.
By being in the play-in.
In one game, Luka could go for 48.
Exactly.
Right? Steph could go for 48. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, we can't win tonight. We just can't.
That happened to Sacramento last year, that they let go of game five. Now, they came back and won game six.
Yes.
You know, which was a big win for them and showed some of their character. But by letting go of game five, now they forced a game. You know, there's a game seven, and Steph went crazy.
Yep. Exactly. That's why those that play-in is scary, because the quality of team and the quality of players in the play-in this year is going to be insane. So, yeah, you'd love to get to six. But just make sure you get seven or eight. So you have, at least if you're in the play-in, you have a home play-in game.
All right, Tom. See you Saturday.
Saturday.
5:30.
Thank you. I think I've been pretty good this year.
You have been.
Maybe because you guys keep
reminding me. Traffic's been awful.
It has been awful.
RC, will you do me a favor and make sure you text Tom? Okay.
Thank you, RC. Way to tell yourself. See you guys Saturday.
All right. Tom Tolbert with us here tonight.